KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Clear skies and 58 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. We look forward to be sunny here today with a high around 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In area news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office says a Cumberland man faces charges in connection with a semi that was stolen, later found wrecked and abandoned. 30-year-old Daniel Floyd Edwards of Cumberland was charged with theft in the first degree and criminal mischief in the first degree with regard to a 2005 Freightliner semi that was discovered on Tucson Road in Cass County on September 18th. Upon investigation, it was determined that Edwards was the driver of the semi, which had been stolen from a location in Creston and driven to Cumberland, where the driver struck the corner of the roof at the Cumberland Community Building and left the scene, then wrecking the semi against a utility pole on Tucson Road east of 690th Street. The semi, which was owned by Mark Edward O'Reilly of Creston, sustained $65,000 damage. Damage to the Cumberland Community Center was estimated at $2,100. An area of a cornfield was also damaged, amounting to $2,500. Damage to the utility pole was yet to be determined. Edwards was being held in the Cass County Jail without bond, stemming from his arrest on September 20th for a parole violation. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
A Messina woman was arrested last Friday as a result of an investigation into a report of stolen lottery tickets at the Messina C-Store. Deputies arrested 45-year-old Lisa Ann Herman of Messina on a charge of felony first-degree theft. Herman was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day Friday on $10,000 bond. On Saturday, Cass County deputies arrested 51-year-old Robert James Williams of Council Bluffs on a district court warrant for failure to appear for a child support hearing. Williams was taken to the Cass County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. And 25-year-old Cody Lee William Lillard of Carter Lake was arrested Saturday in Cass County on a district court warrant for failure to appear for a child support hearing. Lillard was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on a $500 bond. Police in Atlantic reported yesterday two arrests occurred here on Saturday. 25-year-old Damian Selders of Carson was arrested for criminal mischief in the fourth degree, and 22-year-old Sean Chamberlain of Atlantic was arrested for burglary in the third degree. Both men were taken to the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. The Creston Hy-Vee store and two vehicles were damaged by blasts from a shotgun early Sunday morning. According to the Creston News Advertiser, someone drove to the front of the grocery store at around 2:30 a.m. and fired at least one round from a 12-gauge shotgun. The slug damaged pumpkins and broke the glass on window near the store's entrance. The suspect drove off and unloaded three more shotgun slugs near the 400 block of New York Avenue, where two unoccupied vehicles were damaged. There were no injuries reported. Anyone with information with regard to those incidents should contact the Creston Police Department. Two people were arrested in Red Oak overnight. Red Oak police report 33-year-old Peggy Sue Gurney of Red Oak was arrested at around 1:30 this morning at North 3rd and East Knuckles Streets. Gurney was charged with OWI first offense and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where she was being held on $1,000 cash bond. And late last night, 22-year-old Charlie Daniel Brooms of Red Oak was arrested near the intersection of North 3rd and Hammond Streets in Red Oak. Brooms was charged with public intoxication and brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. Authorities in Montgomery County report the arrest also on Monday afternoon of 20-year-old Drew Dale Goodrich of Corning on a valid warrant for a probation violation. Goodrich was taken into custody, the Adams County Sheriff's Office, and transported to Montgomery County Corrections, where he was being held on $7,500 cash bond. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Oneida, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Maxine Bruner, age 91, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. A gathering of family and friends for Maxine Bruner will be held today from 10 a.m. until noon, with a lunch to follow, at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Doris Bloom, age 80, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Doris Bloom will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Jerry Walters, age 52, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Jerry Walters will be held Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Harold Akers, age 82, and Doris Akers, age 79, of Exira, died Friday. Joint funeral services for Harold and Doris Akers will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Maxine Hansen, age 93, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Maxine Hansen will be held Thursday at 1:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Lorraine Perdue, age 85, of Issaquah, Washington, died September 11th. Memorial graveside services for Lorraine Perdue will be Friday at 10 o'clock at the Griswold Cemetery. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Bonna Gonzalez, age 62, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Bonna Gonzalez will be Friday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Bernard Cox, Sr., age 91, of Tennant, died September 23rd in Omaha. Funeral services for Bernard Cox, Sr. will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Charlotte Searles, age 66, of Phoenix, Arizona, died July 13th. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Charlotte Searles will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Ramona Richardson, age 85, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ramona Richardson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Gregory Faustin, age 67, of Greenfield, died Thursday. Memorial services for Greg Faustin will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Nicholas Johnson Reed, age 27, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Services for Nicholas Johnson Reed are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Peggy Wiles, age 75, formerly of the Oakland area, died Thursday in Falls Church, Virginia. Services for Peggy Wiles are pending at the Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.